WASDE is next week, the May World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Update. And how much is that playing a role already as we see positioning for the report?
I think that's contributing to the weakness in the new crop contracts, particularly for corn, as the expectation is we could see stocks build in this coming year. Soybean stocks could build as well, but that's more likely if we get an above trend yield, whereas corn would just need a trend yield to build supplies. Both remain vulnerable if we have weather problems. Right now, we just don't have any weather problems of significance on the horizon. So I do think the trade is bracing a little bit for possible bearish numbers from USDA.
The wait continues for something of a positive nature to pop as far as trade news. Still nothing, though.
Yeah, I really didn't get it. Almost got the opposite today. We did see Prime Minister Mark Carney of Canada come to Washington and meet with the president. They held a joint press conference before meeting one-on-one with one another. That really didn't go as the market would have liked. It was kind of a positioning for the negotiation, so to speak, with Mark Carney saying, we're not going to be bought, and with President Trump saying, we don't need you. They both were kind of positioning and trying to show their strength going into their meetings together. So overall, that was negative for the stock market and really didn't give the grains anything to be encouraged about either.
Is there anything else possibly on the horizon trade agreement-wise?
Well, we keep hearing of possible trade agreements, meaning in final stages for India, Japan, and others. But President Trump changed his tone in that press conference today, saying we don't need trade deals. We don't need them. If countries want to trade with and have the American consumers their customer, then we've laid out the requirements. They can agree to them or disagree to them. If they agree, then they can have full access. So that was a little bit different tone from the president, which you can interpret as either the trade agreements aren't going well, or he's saying simply, we've laid out the terms. If you accept our terms, then we could have quickly a whole long list of agreements. If not, then we could be a very short one. So we'll see where that leads now.
And finally, Arlen Suderman, StoneX, with recent losses. Where are we now with the grains and oil seeds in relation to areas of chart support?
Well, if you look at July corn, we saw that the back in March, we had a double bottom there just above 450 area. So that's going to be a key to see if it holds. If we go down and test that, we've come close now. That's a triple bottom. Triple bottoms frequently do not hold. It can hold, but that's going to be key. When we look at July soybeans, we've got some modest support right in here at about the 1040 area or so that we probed a little bit, but came back above, seeing if we can hold. That's consistent with the middle and late April lows for the market. Beyond that, then you're looking all the way down well below $10. So the bulls are certainly hoping that can hold.
Arlen Suderman, Market Analysis. Arlen is with StoneX and StoneX.com.